Consequence Podcast Network. Bora hey, Iconic Army.
Bora hey.
Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about as far as the content that BTS is absolutely feeding us, starting with the OT7 Weverse Live on the beach.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God, this was amazing. They took a stroll on the beach, looked like they were coming like from the ocean up towards the edge of the sand. And Jungkook for the majority of it was holding the camera. But we feel like this, not only is it full of very cute moments and just seeing them all together, it also feels like it's chock full of spoilers throughout the whole thing. Like, it feels very purposeful. One thing I want to talk about is right at the beginning, Taeyang and Jin, ridiculous. Immediately
all over each other.
Taeyang immediately is grabbing Jin and pulling him into a hug, hugging him, like not letting him go. And Jin keeps saying, hello, hello. Even like 3 minutes into the live, he still just keeps saying hello in that like same excited type of voice. So
And he knows that the camera is rolling. He knows that it's live, that the Weverse Live has started. Jungkook had already made a comment that people were commenting, and since the comments were popping up, they knew that people were watching. I think Taeyang even talked about like the live potentially like blowing up or like failing of that sort. So Jin is very much aware that the video is going and that it's live, but he continues to say hello, hello, hello. And there is something about him, like it seems like maybe potentially a spoiler, especially because of the way that Taeyang reacts. Like Taeyang turning around, he just is that member who seems to not be able to keep it together. Also, it seemed like he was potentially a spoiler too for the tour in 2026 and their last OT7 live when they were all sitting on the couch. So it just seems like it would be Taeyang who would have to like go and reach and touch Jin and be like, oh my God. Yeah.
He could be like the designated spoiler, you know, the source of spoils. And it seemed like it made me think maybe Jin is like hinting at a song title or an album title. Like, how cool would it be to have like an album simply called Hello after all this time?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been so long since it'll be like 6 years since we've gotten an album from them by the time they come back. So, and then also I can't help but I can't help but to think of, because you know I want HYYH part 3 so bad, is Taeyang holding on to Jin so much just made me think of the song Hold Me Tight. And
that is so clever. I had not thought of that.
I just wonder if that's something to do with it, you know, because it was obnoxious. It was for the whole like first entire half of the live. And they even made a specific shot of just Jin and Taeyang, like in Taeyang, like grabbing him and squeezing him, holding him
and
tight,
you can
literally
see the sunset behind them. It's giving very much HYYH on the beach, all the members together having fun at sunset. The sunset colors just remind me of HYYH part one and just the color coding on that album.
Agreed.
Yeah, and Taejin, just the eldest young being tackled by Taeyang, I can't, like, it really feels very much like HYYH.
I agree.
Like, where's the truck?
Where is the truck?
That's the only thing that's missing.
It needs to be parked on the beach right here. They were probably like walking to the truck, LOL. Taeyang also, both him and Jungkook are wearing a gray hoodie, but Taeyang's specific kind of hoodie is so reminiscent of what he was wearing in the music video where he's jumping off the scaffolding in HYYH. It just looks like it could be the same hoodie. It's just giving that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same.
Jimin's wearing a towel. It's not the same color of the striping that he was wearing in Spring Day. Oh my God, I can't talk today. Teaching middle schoolers all day. But he has stripes on. I just have to point out Yoongi in his typical, all his black. So cute.
Yeah, he's so in cute. Black head to toe.
Would be remiss if I didn't mention like all of ARMY's commenting like, hey, there's my husband, and RM said, what's up, wife? Amazing.
He says, I think, like, miss you, my wife.
Miss you, my wife, feeding into our delusions.
And the members also responding, oh, God. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, just that so Namjoon so comfortably and loudly said that, like, feeding into it.
He was proud, you know?
He was.
He seems like he's in a really good place. All the members do. At one point, Taeyong, Jungkook, and Jimin specifically talk about spoilers and being like strategic on how they're going to say spoilers or when they're going to say it. They were like, let's do it when it gets like less chaotic on this live, which is like, when is it going to be less chaotic? But
or just
one
when
thing,
they know more of what's happening with the album, too.
That's true. When they have more specifics. But it also just seems like they're excited and they want to share. And so anything that's like a quote unquote spoiler now maybe isn't even going to come into fruition later, but it at least gets us thinking, you know. One of the other things that I think Taeyong said to Jungkook was that, like, oh, it's 5 minutes to sunset, and that was like, that felt like maybe a potential spoiler of, because it was just a specific phrase.
It was a specific phrase, and Jungkook said something in response kind of like, I get what you're saying. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was potentially a little bit of a spoiler. I love that it was very much the maknaes here at the end of the live that they seemed like they were all chit-chatting and trying to like give a spoiler to some degree.
Yeah.
And bickering almost about it, like arguing a little bit about what to say, what not to say. And Jin coming in and saying, don't fight, don't fight, don't fight. Like, stop bickering. And they just become very playful with each other and brush it off or whatnot. One more thing that I want to say about this live that is just so iconic that you see all over ARMY's Twitters, Instagrams is whenever Taeyong takes Jungkook's phone, Taeyong, I think, is moving the camera real quickly, and so the feed cannot keep up, so it's just glitching. We're not hearing some of the audio. Some of the screen is just staying still and frozen. And there are these two super iconic shots. One of a real close-up shot of Yoongi's face where he's serving bread. Like, his cheeks are, like, real chubby, and he's got just, like, a closed-lip smile, and he looks adorable in his beanie. And then right after that, it's J-Hope, and his eyes are like right up to the camera, eyebrows like really elevated and lifted, and he just looks super goofy in that still too. And I just love the soap moments that you get here, because both of them were a little bit more quiet in this live. Namjoon felt very much like the leader. Like, he was talking a lot about like working in the studio or working on an album. He kind of gestured like, we're cooking, we're cooking. I
love
that.
It. I love that energy and that confidence. Like, hell yeah. I can't wait to hear what they're doing. One other thing that we should mention too is that when they were handing the camera over, Bethany, you pointed this out to me, like when Jungkook was handing the camera off to Taeyong, you can see like other feet on the ground right next to them. Mm-hmm. And people have pointed out online that they think that that's like a production crew, film crew along with them, because they're probably on the beach filming some kind of other or like extra or behind the scenes content that's going to come out like as a Bangtan Bomb later or something like that. But yeah, I thought that that was interesting and also very probable for sure.
Yes. Yeah. It was only like a 7 minute 45 second live, but there was so much packed into it. And we're just so grateful to see all of them together in one video stream. It's just so rare, and it feels so good to have that back. It feels like home watching them all together. It's just absolutely the best. And then after this, J-Hope also has been giving us so much on his Instagram with his posts and his story. We know that they're for sure in the studio, because he's literally posting like pictures of Taeyong and Jungkook in the studio, like actively recording. So it's just good to know that they're all together working and rediscovering music again together. And just, I don't know. It's wonderful.
I agree.
Makes me happy.
I love it so much. And also, like, I mean, they all look so good in these photos that he's posting on Instagram. Like, thank you, Jung Hoseok, for sharing. Like, seriously, that one of him on the beach, the selfie in the white tank top, is insane. Like, like, burn it on my corneas.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Love it so much. Another thing that we need to talk about is the BTS Happy Meal. I'm freaking pumped about this. I already told Jeremy, I was like, I told him all about it. And he was like, so we're going to eat a lot of McDonald's in September. Uh-huh. And I was like, yes, so many Happy Meals. I don't know if they will, like, if I go in there and I just say, can I buy the toys individually separate from the meal, or if I have to get the meal, because I will buy the toys, but I want to like go inside and order. Let me tell you guys about this collab before I get too into it. So this is McDonald's and Tiny Tan Happy Meal collab. So each Happy Meal comes with one of the toys inspired by BTS. They have already had Happy Meal toys for BT21 in 2023, but they were only available in select Asian countries. So this is launching in the US market for us this time. You guys might remember the BTS meal in 2021. I still have my like army and BTS branded bag from that with the purple logos all over it and the two sauces. They had two Korean inspired dipping sauces, sweet chili and Cajun. I still have those on like my BTS shrine. But it was like the group signature order, a 10 piece chicken nuggets, medium fries, medium Coke, and then the dipping sauces. So they've had some history with McDonald's, but this will be two different sets of Tiny Tan toys. One launching earlier in the month on September 3rd, and then the second one launching later in the month on the 23rd. So the first one is the throwback edition coming out September 3rd. And I'm struggling to like date when these outfits are supposed to be from, since they're throwback.
I am too.
The second one, the Encore edition that comes out the 23rd, these ones are so clearly mic drop. They're like perfectly, iconically mic drop. Either way, I'm either buying 14 Happy Meals in the month of September and asking specifically, I'm going to like go inside and order and be like, I need one of each toy, or I'm going to see if they will just sell me the toys, because I will be getting these. I love McDonald's. I was raised on McDonald's, so I'm unabashedly a fan, and I love BTS, so...
I mean, that's a smart idea and worth a shot to just go in there and see if you can buy all the figurines, just because
like they might let me.
Yeah. When the BTS meal came out, I ate a ridiculous amount of chicken nuggets to the point that I was getting sick. Like
you're a vegetarian.
Stuffing. Yeah. I know. And I was eating so many chicken nuggets because I had to keep getting the meal. Yeah. I just had to. So if I'm having to eat like over 14 Happy Meals over a span of like a couple weeks, like I'm gonna be sick.
Me too, that's what I'm thinking. But thankfully, like some of them are kind of smaller, like you could just get just a 4-piece nugget or something with like your apple dippers or whatever. But yeah, the cool thing about this meal, this BTS Happy Meal, it'll be in the US and then almost 70 other countries. So I see countries throughout Central and South America, I see countries in Europe, Australia, all over the place.
I mean,
really,
all over the world. Yeah. Like tons of countries.
Even Fiji. Yeah. I mean, tons of countries. So that's exciting to see. I will definitely be taking part. You can also, after you get your Happy Meal, visit happymeal.com and scan the code on the box to play a Tiny Tan power-up game, which will feature the Tiny Tan characters cheering you on while you sing your heart out to favorite BTS tunes, which sounds adorable.
Yeah, it sounds so cute.
Yeah.
But super looking forward to seeing this BTS Happy Meal. I'm for sure going to be going to McDonald's and getting all of it. Yeah.
They're probably like planning on a bunch of kids getting it, and instead it's going to be like a bunch of 30-year-olds.
Full on adults. It's going to be mostly adults.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're going to sell out. Like I have a McDonald's nearby and I've like pointed it out to Jeremy. I'm like, that's where we're going. September 3rd. Yep. Mm-hmm. We're going.
I've got two McDonald's within driving distance right by my house. There you go. Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, lots of BTS content that we just covered here at the beginning of our episode, but we are actually here for the fanfic files. Woo-hoo. So stay tuned for that.
My number one album, big shocker to me, also Folklore.
Whoa.
Are you ready to dive into all things Taylor Swift?
Good for a Weekend is the ultimate podcast for any Swiftie.
With new episodes dropping bi-monthly, as well as bonus episodes to give you real-time reactions to the latest rumors and news, it's your one-stop shop for all things T-Swift.
We also love connecting with our fellow Weekenders, so be sure to connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and or Discord to share all your Taylor thoughts.
Good for a Weekend is available wherever you get your podcasts.
I know.
Folklore just is... That, like, it's a perfect album.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we are going to be sharing some incredible fanfics. If you are new to the Fanfic Files series, this is where Kayla and I both pick out a fanfic to read aloud here on the podcast for you guys. These were written by other incredible armies. We'll cite them, let you know, give you the link so you can go and read them or check out some of their other works. But today's theme is the beach, because we are so inspired by this recent OT7V Live or Weverse Live. I'm never going to say Weverse Live first.
It's V-Live, I always forever. Say V-Live.
But yeah, so super excited to be sharing some of these great stories with you guys.
Yeah. Before we get into it, we just want to say thanks, Iconic, so much for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us any more, any further, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
Okay. So I actually have two fanfics today. I'm going to sandwich them between Bethany's because my first one is super, super short. And this first one is actually like what inspired me to look for any of the fanfics. And really it was because of J-Hope's Instagram post that we have been talking about, that one video in his post of Jimin and Taeyang playing in the water. I was just dying over it. I needed V-min, I needed beach. And this is what I found. This is called Ocean Waves by Goblin Child 69, which I think is the best fanfic author name I've ever heard
Goblin
of.
Goblin Child 69. Yeah.
Incredible. But the summary that they gave was Jimin and Taeyong's moment in the waves as filmed by presumably Hoseok. So this fanfic was just published on August 19th in reaction to the Instagram post. And I want to shout them out because they have a series going. Like, this is part one of moments of BTS in LA. So as BTS continues to like put out Instagram posts and little Weverse lives of their time in LA, I think this author, Goblin Child 69, is going to keep writing little one shots like about them, which I love.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They have a second one right now that I think is Taejin. It might be about the moments that we were talking about in the Weverse Live.
Oh my gosh.
But I didn't get a moment to read that one yet. But I'll go ahead and dive into this one. This is super short and sweet. Hobi-young, hold my phone. Jimin asks, taking his phone out of the pocket of his swim trunks. I want to swim. Hoseok takes it without question, but looks at the ocean cautiously. It's cold, you know. He looks down at Jimin's clothes. Only the pair of swim trunks, not a wetsuit, as would be proper for waters like these. You'll freeze your ass off. Four other voices hum their assent, but Jimin doesn't care. It's a perfect day. The band and their crew on the beach, and since they've wrapped up filming, he might as well waste whatever time they have left goofing off. Jimin shrugs. Life is short, he says, looking to Taeyang, where he stands beside him. You coming? Taeyang, as the only other person there dressed to swim, nods. Let's do it. He shucks off his shirt, tossing it over to a waiting soaked Jin, whom he offers a wink before he takes Jimin's hand, and the two of them run towards the waves. I just have to stop already, because in the Weverse Live, like, Jimin, he has a towel around him. It's like he's just been in the water. Taeyang is shirtless under the zipped up like hoodie that he's wearing. Like,
his hair is wet.
Yeah, like, this is right after that. I just love that. The sand is rough beneath his feet, and he nearly stumbles trying to avoid a seashell where it pokes out of the ground, threatening to stab his soles. He laughs and grabbing hold of Taeyang's hand as they splash into the sea, and it's just as cold as promised. Shrieks of laughter leave him, Jimin's other hand coming up to wrap around his chest as if to shield himself, though he knows resistance is futile. It's cold! Taeyang giggles, pulling him in deeper as waves begin to strike at their bodies. Come on, let's go deeper, he says, sputtering as a wave drives ocean water right into his face. Oh my god, it's salty. Yes, Taeyang, it's the ocean. Jimin falls back into the waves, letting the water soak into his hair, into the fiber of his being. Maybe don't swallow ocean water. Might be a good idea. He rises to his feet, tugging on Tae's hand to pull him to the side. Think we can body surf? Taeyang winces as another wave splashes against his body, and he lets go of Jimin's hand, falling back into the next wave, allowing it to carry him closer to shore. Pearls of laughter rumble in Jimin's chest, and then he follows suit, jumping into the wave behind Taeyang, and together, they both drift back toward the shore. It feels almost like flying, this drifting together, this weightless floating, where for a moment, the entire world around him disappears. He becomes vaguely aware of Taeyang's hand reaching out for his, a dot of warmth in this literal sea of cold. Their fingers lace together as they rise from the ocean floor, toes digging into the sand. Jimin looks over at Taeyang, watching the delay as his eyes shine brighter than the setting sun. He's smiling so big, lips parted into that boxy shape he loves so much, and oh, how'd he miss seeing it over the past couple years.
Oh, sure. Stop it.
I know! I was like, I wanted like a BTS reuniting so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he spent time with Taeyang off and on since their military service started, but something about seeing the others, even Jungkook, whom he served with, hadn't been quite the same with that stressor looming over their heads. Now that they're free, it feels like they're finding each other again, and like they're returning to themselves after so much time away. Tugging his hand, Taeyang pulls Jimin back out into the ocean, the two of them jumping over the waves as Jimin cries out from the impact. It's not a distressed cry. The wave just hits a little harder than he thought it would, and he can feel his pants start to abandon him. Oh no, he whispers as they come down, tugging his pants back up as the wave starts to retreat. What's wrong? Taeyang asks. Then he laughs. Oh, what a shame. I would have loved to see that. I'm sure you would, you fucking pervert, Jimin protests, and then he reaches for Taeyang's pants, his bandmate screeching in protest as he falls back towards the ocean, pulling Jimin down with him. Jimin's giggling as he's pulled under the water, Taeyang's arms wrapping around his waist beneath the surf. He can't see under here, he's practically blind, but he's fully aware of Taeyang pulling him closer, of Taeyang's lips finding the corner of his mouth. He tastes salt as Taeyang kisses him properly, tongue prodding at his lips. Jimin is only too eager to grant him access, arms wrapping around his neck as they kiss, lips parting and coming together in this tiny bubble of secrecy. Sure, the others know what they're doing. The others even partake from time to time. But Jimin has Taeyang to himself right now and has him in his arms. No one else can see them like this, under the ocean surface. No passers-by or unknowing watchers. It's just them, private and beautiful, the way he likes it. Eventually, they have to surface for air, and Jimin wishes beyond all wishing that they could kiss up here too, but that wouldn't be as private and wouldn't be as intimate if they shared it with everyone else. Maybe if the seven of them had the beach to themselves, but they don't. Jimin reaches for Taeyang's hand, offering a squeeze as he looks back towards the other five. Hoseok's laughter loud enough to reach them from here as he films the whole thing. Come on, that's enough fooling around for one day, he tells Taeyang. I'm cold. Wrapping an arm around Jimin's waist, Taeyang nods. Yeah, me too. I think Namjoon-young had the towels. If he didn't lose them, Jimin mutters, more laughter spilling out from their lips as they return to their family, and the two become seven once more. The end.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Isn't that so cute?
It's really perfect. Honestly, as many fanfics as I have read, I have never heard of an underwater kiss like that.
Me neither.
Where that was their moment of just like secrecy that they got to be intimate with each other in that like moment where no one could see them.
Yeah.
Cute. But also you can just envision, since we have the visual of them out in the waves together, putting their arms around each other, holding their hands. You could see them like pointing out, looking for some big waves, waiting for the big waves to come. You could tell that everything in this story is exactly what they were feeling. Just that pure bliss, being reunited, getting to just enjoy the moment as the sun was setting while they're swimming out in the ocean.
I agree. I just thought it was so cute. It's adorable. And perfectly timely. It was like exactly what I was hoping to find.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it.
Great pick. Thank you. Yes, great pick. Okay. Well, mine is not specifically the beach, but it is inspired from the beach because it's Taejin. I could not get over how much Taejin interaction we've gotten recently. Taeyong especially has been like yearning after Jin. I feel like he has been all about Jin lately. And also we have this big muscular Taeyong too, and I'm just obsessed with it. So my fanfic is called You Got Me Falling by Mono Moon Love on AO3. And so the summary is, Taeyong, an artist from Seoul, has been staying at a friend of a friend's farm for the summer, hoping to get some inspiration or at least a distraction. What he didn't expect was to fall head over heels for the farm's owner.
Ooh.
So they have a couple notes. They said, please picture Jin wearing the hat from Run Jin episode 9, which is where they're like picking like chili peppers and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the hat that he's wearing. And yes, very much giving Jin Farmer. And then they said that one of their inspirations was Taeyong in rainy days when he's very like in that artsy mode. He's like painting that alien with the bread loaf. Yeah.
Love
like
it.
That's the Taeyong we're envisioning. Okay. Only buff.
I mean,
yeah.
Post-military Taeyong.
Post-military Taeyong as an artist. And then also this story is inspired by Vincent van Gogh's 1889 Butterflies and Poppies. So it's just a really beautiful painting that I think is giving just living on a farm, you know, doing some art out in nature.
This is like giving me like rom-com like vibes with this setup. I'm very much looking forward to this.
I think it could be very K-drama too.
Ooh.
Like something about Jin with this farmer hat. I don't know. Like I'm picturing Korean countryside for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. Taeyong wiped a hand across his forehead, wincing at the slick feeling of sweat on his fingers. He rubbed his hands on his pants in an attempt to dry them and put his gloves back on. It was hot, probably the hottest day of the season so far. He was practically soaked under his shirt, and the beaming sun had started to feel like fire against his skin, despite the copious amount of sunscreen he'd slathered all over himself before they started working. All of this to say, there was no place Taeyong would rather be. He snuck peeks at his partner as they worked, at long fingers and perfectly plush pink lips, at the sweat beading up around his lips and his nose, droplets dripping onto his forehead from his hair. It was just the two of them today. Seokjin had given Namjoon and Jungkook the day off, and when Taeyong had complained, it was their first day of soybean harvest after all, he explained, "It's their anniversary, Taeyong-a. I'm not a monster." Now that they were here, Taeyong didn't mind it so much. He wasn't in a very talkative mood today, and Seokjin didn't seem to mind, quietly humming to himself while they worked. Taeyong loved when he hummed, loved it even more when he heard him singing in the kitchen while he cooked or through the bathroom door while he showered. His sweet silver voice, the most beautiful thing he'd ever heard. Seokjin didn't know Taeyong listened to him, or at least not how often. The one time he caught Taeyong listening, his ears had turned a bright red and he shooed him away. "How are you doing over there?" Seokjin asked, breaking the quiet. "Good," Taeyong replied. "Hot." Seokjin laughed. "Yeah, it's pretty miserable." He tilted his head back to look at the sun, holding onto his straw hat so it didn't slip off his head. "Water break?" Taeyong nodded, "Please." Seokjin's farm wasn't very big, just a few crops and neat little rows and a small menagerie of animals. A couple chickens, a few fat barn cats, an old hound that was mixed named Yoshi that Taeyang rarely saw awake, and a couple of alpacas. I just feel like the alpacas is perfect. Like, of course, he has to have alpacas.
Yeah, and also having a dog named Yoshi, since he's such a Mario fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cute.
Yeah. One of the chickens had wandered over to where Seokjin and Taeyang were working, and she tried to poke her head in Taeyang's basket of picked soybeans. Taeyang shooed her away gently as he grabbed a bottle of water from the cooler. He handed a bottle to Seokjin as well. "Thanks," Seokjin said. He grabbed a hand towel and dabbed at the sweat on his forehead and neck delicately. Taeyang's eyes followed his every move, his long hands as he pulled off his gardening gloves, gently untwisting the lid of the bottle of water before putting it to his lips, tipping back and drinking a long drink, throat bobbing as he swallowed. Despite the cold bottle in his hands, Taeyang still felt like he was on fire. He tried his best, he really had, to not think about Seokjin outside of the context of friendship. It had been nearly 3 months since he'd come to help him at the farm. Taeyang still cringed when he thought of that day. His grandfather had run a farm when Taeyang was young, and he thought it would be a breeze helping out. He quickly learned otherwise. Less than an hour into planting, he had been out of breath, hands covered in blisters, and knees feeling like they might give out. But that wasn't even the worst of it. From the first moment that Taeyang had laid eyes on Kim Seokjin, the owner of the farm and Taeyang's gracious host for the summer, he'd been smitten. He'd never seen someone so beautiful, so perfect. He felt like a butterfly drawn to flowers in spring, desperate for Seokjin's attention, to touch, to taste. And for the first time in months, his hands had itched to draw, to create. Wasn't that the purpose of this summer away from home? To break his unbearable art block from that plague for so long? He should have admired quietly, but instead he had opened his mouth, flirting shamelessly and trying to get Seokjin in bed.
Oh my gosh.
It hadn't got over very well. In all honesty, Seokjin actually handled it with grace, gently but firmly turning Taeyang down and giving him a talk about boundaries for the summer. It had been a humbling experience, to say the least. Taeyang wasn't exactly accustomed to rejection. He was used to Seoul, to gallery events and after parties that he rarely, if ever, left alone. He'd brought countless artists and admirers alike home to his bed. It didn't go further than that, just mindless sex, but Taeyang didn't mind. He didn't want more than that. Until Seokjin. Something had changed in him this summer. Seokjin had changed something in him this summer. It had started just as an attraction, and more than that, it returned his inspiration. A muse, as Jimin had called it on one of their weekly phone calls. I know. There's always got to be Veeam friendship.
Always. But also muse. Muse Jimin. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His art block was broken, but it seemed there was nothing he could paint or draw but Seokjin. No matter how hard he tried, Taeyang kept going back to the line of his profile, the curve of his lips. He filled a sketchbook and nearly half of another with drawings, some black and white, some colored, various styles, but all Seokjin. Taeyang couldn't make his fingers create anything else. It was maddening. He may have been able to handle it if he had stayed nothing more than an attraction, but Seokjin was, well, Seokjin. He was funny, but serious about his work, loud when he wanted to be, but an introvert at heart. He never teased Taeyang about how hopeless he was at physical labor in the beginning, never even brought up Taeyang's failed attempt to sleep with him. He was endlessly patient, even when Taeyang messed up over and over, even when Jungkook and Namjoon groaned because their task took twice as long because Seokjin insisted on letting Taeyang help and try. He'd even let Taeyang help him cook, and although the younger man had always been fairly hopeless in the kitchen, Seokjin was a good teacher, and he managed to make food that was not just edible, but actually pretty good. God, I just can't seem to cool off, Seokjin sighed. The sun is brutal today. Here, Young, Taeyang said, pouring some cold water onto his own towel and pressing it to Seokjin's neck. Seokjin's shoulders shot up to his ears. That's cold, he hissed, breaking into laughter. Feels nice, though, he smiled, and Taeyong's stomach flipped. Yeah, it was much more than an attraction. Sometime over the past few months, Taeyang had fallen hard. Sure, he still wanted to have sex with Seokjin, but it was more than that. He wanted to hold his hand, to trace his lines of his nose and lips. He wanted to curl up on the couch together and watch movies, to lay his head on Seokjin's lap and feel his fingers in his hair. It was pathetic, honestly, the way that he'd begun to follow Seokjin around like a lovesick puppy, the way that the slightest praise from the older man made Taeyang nearly melt with happiness. "What should we have for dinner tonight?" Seokjin asked, raising his arms above his head as he stretched and cracked his neck. Taeyang looked away at his shirt as his shirt rode up, revealing a sliver of skin from his lower belly. "Whatever Yang wants," Taeyang said simply, but Seokjin waved him off. "Nah, none of that. You pick. You've been doing so well lately, and I want to reward you." He gave Taeyang a sincere smile. Taeyang blushed. "Ah, Yang, I mean it." "Well, how about cold noodles?" Taeyang asked, maybe because it was so hot outside, and maybe because he knew how much Seokjin liked them. Seokjin grinned. "That sounds perfect. All right, moving on to the next scene."
Yeah, well, I'm loving it so far. This is so
yes,
cute.
I love that Taeyang is just like hopeless. Like he is just hopelessly in love with Seokjin.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay, Taeyang grabbed a towel as he climbed out of the shower, running it over his hair before wrapping it around his waist. He wiped the condensation from the mirror and examined his reflection. It had only been 3 months on the farm, but when he looked at photos from earlier this year, he had hardly recognized himself. His hair had grown out quite a bit, his black roots showing since he had given up on bleaching weeks ago. His skin had always been tan, but it had deepened to a rich brown that he hadn't seen since he was young. Definitely not since he had moved to the city. His body was bigger as well, his chest more defined and his arms much thicker thanks to the daily workout sessions with Namjoon and Jungkook. I just have to pause here and say how much I love that they are like describing buff Taeyang right now because yes,
because
the accuracy.
Yeah.
This is what he looks like right now.
Yes, 100%.
It wasn't that Taeyang had been self-conscious before. He knew he was attractive. Hell, he couldn't think of someone who had rejected him before Seokjin had. But when he looked at himself now, he felt proud. He had worked hard this summer, and his body reflected that. When he opened the door and stepped into the hall, he collided with something solid, nearly knocking it over. It was only when he reached out to catch it, nearly dropping his towel in the process, that he realized it was Seokjin, who now was staring at him with wide eyes, his neck and ears tomato red. Sorry, he squeaked. Taeyang realized he was still gripping his arms and let go quickly, stepping back. It's okay, Taeyang assured him. No harm done. He could feel his cheeks heating up as well, and he tried to laugh, but it sounded incredibly awkward. I was just coming to tell you that dinner is ready, Seokjin said, seemingly unable to look at Taeyang's face, or in Taeyang's direction even, his eyes glued to the ceiling. Right, good. I'll be right down. Great. Seokjin turned on his heels and disappeared down the stairs. 10 minutes later, and some articles of clothing later, Taeyang walked into the kitchen. He reached down to pet a sleeping Yoshi, but the dog didn't move, passed out and snoring like an adult man. Taeyang chuckled as he stepped over him. Seokjin seemed to be less flustered than he had been outside the bathroom, but he still had some trouble meeting Taeyang's eyes while they ate, his ears still tinged with a bit of pink. Yang, it's so good, Taeyang praised around a mouthful of noodles. It was cooked perfectly, even better than Taeyang's mom would have made, and that's saying a lot. I have a surprise as well, Seokjin said between bites. Taeyang cocked his head. What is it? Seokjin grinned. Watermelon bingsu. It's in the fridge. Taeyang gasped. Jumping out of his chair, he practically flew to the fridge. You made this yourself? He asked. Yeah. It's kind of a pain in the ass, but I thought you might like it, Seokjin said, smiling. Don't tell the other boys. They've been begging me to make some for days. Taeyang brought the bowl back to the table along with two spoons. It was made the way he liked it, with actual shaved watermelon, not just ice topped with fruit, though there were chunks of fresh watermelon as well, all topped with a thick drizzle of cream. Taeyang dipped his spoon and took a big bite, practically moaning at the delicious taste. It's so good, he groaned. I haven't had this stuff in years. Seokjin nodded. I'm glad you like it. His ears were pink again, but Taeyang wasn't sure why. Thank you so much, Jin, Taeyang said, grinning. You're the best. Ah, it's nothing, Jin mumbled, taking a bite of his own. Watermelon juice dripping down his chin and staining his lips, turning them an even darker pink. Taeyang's heart stuttered in his chest. When are Namjoon and Jungkook getting back? He asked, trying to distract himself from the way Seokjin's tongue ran over his lips, catching the stray juice. Oh, they're not coming back until tomorrow. They got a hotel in town. Oh. Seokjin nodded. Oh. Seokjin nodded. We have the house to ourselves tonight, he said.
Oh my God.
It was an innocent statement, but something about the tone of Seokjin's voice made Taeyang pause. But he didn't continue. He went back to eating, so Taeyang wondered if maybe he'd imagined it. Want to watch a movie? He suggested. We could, Seokjin agreed. But I actually wanted to talk to you about something. Taeyang's stomach twisted. Seokjin's voice sounded uncharacteristically serious. Oh, okay. Talk about what? I looked in your sketchbook, Seokjin confessed. I know.
It's like going through someone's diary.
I know, right? Taeyang felt like he was going to throw up. Was Seokjin confronting him? He could only imagine what he thought as he opened the pages, saw all the drawings within. The close studies of his lips and eyes, of his hands, which, okay, this author must have a thing for Jin's hands. Like, I feel like I gotta go look at some hand pics of Jin's.
I bet you can find them now because he's been playing the piano on his tour.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's many. At the worst, he'd be angry. At the least, he might pity him. Taeyang just hoped that he'd be as gentle as he was previously, letting him down again. I just can't. He's so whipped. Like, it's so funny seeing Taeyang whipped.
Yeah.
But that's how he's been lately with Jin. He's been whipped.
Literally all over that beach.
Yeah.
In the Weavers' Live. Yeah.
Yeah. And not even that. Like, he's just, any moment you see of them together, it just seems like Taeyang is checking out Jin head to toe. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Okay. Seokjin continued. I shouldn't have, and I apologize for violating your privacy. To be honest, I thought it was one of Jungkook's. I opened it to check, and, well, I saw. Young,
oh, no.
I'm so sorry, Taeyang said, staring at the table and wishing he could melt into the floor. I promise it doesn't mean anything. You just have a very nice face for sketching. He cringed at the poor attempt at a lie. Don't be sorry, Seokjin said, his voice quiet. They're nice. Taeyang looked up, eyes wide. Flush climbed up Seokjin's neck as he spoke. Lovely, actually. No one's ever drawn me before, at least. Not like that. You're not upset? Seokjin laughed in disbelief. Upset? Why would I be upset? Taeyang shrugged. I thought you'd think I was an obsessive freak. Are you? The question caught Taeyang off guard, and he laughed. Well, no. At least I don't think so. I don't know. I like drawing you. Seokjin swallowed. Is that the only reason? Taeyang was quiet for a moment. You know it's not. I do. You already turned me down once, Taeyang said, smiling weakly. Seokjin scoffed. All you wanted to do was get in my pants. I don't believe you'd have done those drawings if that's all you wanted. I don't believe you'd look at me the way you do if that's all you wanted. Taeyang felt like he had been stripped bare. He hadn't realized Seokjin could see right through his facade. It was a vulnerability he hadn't experienced before, and it made him want to crawl under the table. So, is this like an intervention or something? You're trying to let me down easy and remind me that it'll never happen, he said, his voice harsher than he intended. Seokjin blinked. What? No. Why would you think that? Like I said, you already turned me down once. Seokjin shook his head, sighing. And like I said, all you wanted to do back then was get in my pants. I wanted to talk to you tonight because I like you, you idiot. Taeyang's mouth fell open a bit. You what? Seokjin rolled his eyes. I said I like you. A lot. You like me? Yes. Like romantically? Seokjin dropped his head to his hands and groaned. Kim Taeyang, I'm going to kill you. Yes, I like you romantically. Unfortunately, you are very handsome, and despite my best efforts, I have fallen for your charms these past few months. It's been quite annoying. Taeyang's mouth curved into a smile. You think I'm handsome? Seokjin scoffed. Yeah, of course I do. Have you seen yourself? And then Namjoon just had to show you his home gym, that absolute traitor. Taeyang burst into giggles, feeling a bit giddy. You like me. Yes, I like you. You're very sweet when you're not acting like a pretentious art snob or a fuckboy. Hey, I'm not a snob or a fuckboy. Taeyong crossed his arms. Exactly, Seokjin said, smiling. But you acted like it when you first came here. I wanted to tell Yoongi and Jimin to take you back to Seoul and find someone else. I'm glad I didn't and that I got to know the real you. Me too. I did look up some of your artwork, though. You're very talented. Taeyong rose up in his chair, his body filling with warmth. You think so? I do. For some reason, Seokjin's praises meant more than anything else. Taeyong had realized how much he needed to hear it from someone like him. Someone who wasn't caught up in the art world, or even someone who hadn't known him for years like Jimin or Yoongi. Thank you, he said sincerely. It was quiet for a moment. Outside, the sun was setting, and the kitchen was filled with an orange and pink from the small window above the sink, which I just love that it's sunset. Like, I feel like it's giving the beach again.
It's 5 minutes till sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what now? Taeyong asked finally, a bit nervous. Well, we could watch a movie, I guess, Seokjin said. Or you could come upstairs. Taeyong's heart pounding, upstairs. I'd like to show you my room, Seokjin said, smiling playfully. In particular, the bed, if you're interested. Oh, I'm very interested. Seokjin rose to his feet and walked around the table, holding out his hand. Well, come on then. Taeyong took it, and instead of heading for the stairs, he pulled Seokjin in close, unable to wait any longer. He had held the back of his neck as he kissed his mouth the way he wanted to for so long. Seokjin returned the kiss eagerly, slipping his tongue between Taeyong's lips. It still tasted a bit like watermelon, and he felt divine, lips so soft and plush that Taeyong didn't know how he'd ever stop kissing him. And yeah, when they practically parted, they were panting, Seokjin's pupils blown wide. Taeyong was painfully hard. Sorry, I'm kissing alone. So they proceeded upstairs. Seokjin said, let's go ahead and go upstairs before I just have to fuck you on the kitchen table. Taeyong stopped in his tracks. Wait, but that sounds fun. Seokjin says, no, it's unhygienic. Come on.
Oh my God.
So the end of the story, they make it all the way upstairs, et cetera, et cetera. And I just wanted to, after all of that, I'm just not going to read it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens. Taeyong says, I was thinking of extending my stay here a bit, if that's okay. I'm not quite ready to go back to Seoul yet. As if I could ever let you leave, Seokjin said, making Taeyong laugh against his shoulder. Of course you can stay, as long as you want. I just have more inspiration out here, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what it is, Seokjin said. I do, Taeyong insisted. He yawned and buried his head in Seokjin's neck. I'm going to fall asleep. Well, sweet dreams, Seokjin said, kissing his forehead. As he fell asleep, Taeyong's last thoughts were how glad he was that he had come to this little farm.
Oh, the end. I love it. First of all, I can like visualize both of them so well in this. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It really feels like them. And I love that Taeyong chose cold noodles to eat because that's Jin's favorite.
I know. And then it's perfect.
In return later, it was like Jin, almost as a preemptive apology for going through the sketchbook, made him the watermelon bingsu because he knew that he would love it and that it's his mm-hmm. favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, that is just very, very adorable to me. And I love that Jin is Taeyong's inspiration. Like, mm-hmm. that's beautiful. And also, we're always like, so Jin is so handsome. Like, he's unreal, you know? So perfect art inspo.
Yes, we have worldwide handsome and then also the most handsome man in the world. Like, this is a fantastic ship. What a great pairing. Like, it's supreme. But also, I just love that you have Kim Taeyong, who is just yearning after someone. Like, he is just simping over Jin. And I feel like that's just very, very fitting because I can't see Jin, you know, simping over someone else. Like, he's just has the confidence where it's like, no, I am the one.
Right.
I am the best.
I love it so much. That was such a great fic.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have one more that I'm going to round us out with. And this is another V-min fic and still inspired by like the beach, the ocean, the water, because I wanted I wanted this content. I love seeing them playing in the water together. This is called The Wind Speaks, and it's by Gimme That August D. The summary of it is something's living under the dock at the Kim's beach house. Ooh. And there is also a little mood board for this that I think we should post. But you see like Taeyong underwater during H.Y.Y.H. You see like underwater shots of seaweed and fishes. You see some like mermaid hands with like fins between them.
Oh.
You know, so I have never read a fic by like this before.
Okay.
So I really liked it. And Bethany, it also is just, well, we'll talk about it at the end, but
yeah.
I thought of you and things that you tell me when I read this. So.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Okay, let's get into it. This is The Wind Speaks. Taeyonga, you have 2 hours before dinner, okay? Yes, Oma. Don't make me have to come find you. Yes, Oma. Taeyong calls out before closing the sliding glass door on their deck. The Kim family beach house sits just behind the sand dunes, separating the beach from the homes lining the streets of their quiet town. The homes are nothing special, just boxy buildings with large windows built on high foundations to protect from flooding. The residents' real treasures are the boats, and the Kim dock is where Taeyong heads. Taeyong's fluffy hair whips in the cool autumn wind during his trek, though, through the cleared walkway between the dunes leading to the beach. Reaching the sand, the toes of his boots darken as he trudges through it. All morning it rained, making the sand clump like wet dirt. Slimy seaweed and other debris cake the shoreline, so Taeyong carefully walks along the beach. The Kim dock isn't anything fancy. Taeyong's father built it himself out of wood he cut, sanded, and treated with his bare hands years ago. They keep their small fishing boat anchored to it, Singularity, named by Taeyong. He didn't know what to say. I know, I love it. He didn't know what to say when his parents asked him what it meant. He couldn't outright admit that the word came to him in whispers in the wind when he sat at the edge of the dock, feet kicking in the air above the water. Taeyong has told one too many stories in the past. His parents are tired of hearing about his conversations with the wind. They said he would grow out of it, but Taeyong is freshly 20, no longer a child, and yet the wind still speaks. It's cold without the sun to chase away the rain clouds. Taeyong zips his windbreaker up to the base of his throat and crouches at the edge of the dock to peer out into the ocean. The water is clouded from the rain kicking up the sandy floor. Hi, Taeyong speaks to the wind and hopes it remembers. He left his phone at home, so he has no way of knowing how long he waits. The dock is rain-soaked, but his thighs burn from crouching. He opts for kneeling and shivers when his jeans absorb the water at his knees. My Tae? Yes, Taeyong perks up, eyes searching the horizon where the gray sky meets the murky ocean waters. He never sees anything. It's just the wind. He looks anyway. Where have you been, my Tae? The wind sounds disappointed. The guilt makes Taeyong shrink further into his jacket like a frightened animal backed into a corner. I'm sorry. I go to college now, Taeyong admits sheepishly, far from here, so I can only visit during school breaks. Waves lap at the edges of the dock. Sometimes Taeyong thinks he sees things in the water, shadows bigger than the fish he catches off the dock in the summers. His father insists that the water is too shallow for large fish like sharks, but Taeyong doesn't believe him. I miss my Tae when he isn't around. Is it possible for a voice to be addicting? Taeyong swears the wind's voice calms him. It's silvery and alluring. A lullaby he could find himself falling into. He imagines himself falling asleep on a note, riding the sound waves of the wind's voice, ringing pure and cutting through the splash of the waves meeting the dock. Sometimes he wishes the wind would sing to him, knowing it would be a kind of heaven on earth if it did. I miss you too. It's hard making new friends. I can't talk to them about anything like I can with you. He closes his eyes and feels the wind kiss each eyelid. You're my only friend, the wind whispers, sounding so close that Taeyong thinks he can feel the wind swirl around the side of his face. The air smells stronger now, a mixture of salt water and petrichor. The cold front must be approaching. Taeyong worries it may rain again, but he doesn't open his eyes to check. Something tells him not to. like, it's safer if he keeps them cold or keeps them closed, though he doesn't know why he'd need to be kept safe. Safe from what? The wind? Open your eyes, Taeyong, the wind whispers softly, alluring, a temptation so sweet that Taeyong feels himself falling into it. See me. I'm scared, Taeyong whispers with a shiver. He tucks his hands between his thighs and holds his breath when he feels something caress his jaw, a light pressure like an index finger trailing from his earlobe to his chin. Why are you scared? I love you, my Tae. The light touch sweeps back along his jaw and then trails down Taeyong's throat until the collar of his jacket stops it. His wind loves him. I would never hurt you. Now open your eyes. Cold hands gently cradle Taeyong's face, palms to his cheeks. The hands are soft, slightly damp, and very much real. The wind can't have hands, he tells himself. The wind is just wind. Taeyong's stomach churns, tumbling like it does when his father's boat hits a patch of rocky waves, sending fish flopping onto the bed of the boat and making Taeyong's boots slide against the aluminum. With his heart fluttering like a caged hummingbird, Taeyong slowly opens his eyes. The wind is not air, but a young man with eyes a murky green like the sea, who stares at Taeyong with parted, glossy lips. Taeyong catches a glimpse of sharpened teeth behind those luscious lips, but he can't focus on only one thing when there's so much of the man to take in. His shockingly white hair is messily braided with strips of seaweed and strings of pink pearls and draped over his shoulder, his naked shoulder, and Taeyong realizes the man is shirtless. Little jewels like pearls and other shimmery gems decorate the man's chest, outlining his sides until they reach his waist, covered in green scales that gleam despite the lack of sun. Taeyong inhales sharply when his eyes finally land on the sparkly fishtail draped over the side of the dock. Panic swells in Taeyong's chest. He gasps as though he's been pulled underwater, the moisture in the air like ocean in his lungs. Who are you? I am your wind, Taeyong, the man says with a small smile. Then he slides one hand up Taeyong's face to tuck a strand of hair behind his ear, and he makes a sound like a cat purring. But in the water, I am called Jimin. Jimin. Jimin, Taeyong whispers. Jimin. It's such a soft name. Taeyong likes how his lips pucker when he says it. Why didn't you ever tell me your name? Why didn't you show yourself to me? Jimin gives Taeyong a sad smile. I was scared to. Taeyong's heart still beats frantically in his chest, but he calms down as Jimin plays with his hair, caressing and running his fingers through the strands. Jimin calls out Taeyong's name, whispering it like only a secret they know. My Tae, my sweet Tae, my precious Taeyongi, so happy to finally touch you. Taeyong finds himself closing his eyes and leaning into Jimin's touch, letting out a quiet whimper when Jimin slowly scratches his scalp. Hypnotizing, the word bubbles up to the surface of Taeyong's mind, his thoughts murky like the water beneath a dock. The wind, Jimin, is hypnotizing. Why? Taeyong asks without explanation, but Jimin knows everything. I want to keep you. Taeyong lifts his head, realizing that he has it rested on Jimin's shoulder. It's comfortable in Jimin's embrace, even though Taeyong's pants are thoroughly soaked from the rain and ocean water, and Jimin's scales feel strange under his fingers when he skips them along Jimin's waist. I want to keep you, my Tae. I can't let you go. Keep me where? Taeyong asks with glossy, round eyes. He points to the waves lapping at the dock. In there? Jimin licks his lips, and Taeyong feels his stomach churn and dip like the climax of a roller coaster or a free fall from a plane. Yes, Jimin runs his thumb along the apple of Taeyong's cheek. His touch is just as soothing as it is terrifying. Taeyong can't comprehend how that is. Will you come with me? Taeyong can't. He can't survive in the ocean. Doesn't his wind know that? But there's still the pole. The source of it sinks lower until it's tugging at Taeyong's belly, making him heat up despite the temperature quickly dropping around them. It's almost night. He's unsure if he's already missed dinner or if his mother is searching for him. Looking over his shoulder, he sees nothing, hears nothing but the chirp of gulls and the crash of waves. Taeyang. Jimin's fingers curl around Taeyang's chin and force Taeyang to face him again. The color of his eyes seemed to have darkened with the sky, a light gray now when it was once green. Taeyang's name sounds so pretty, coming from Jimin's pillowy lips, lips glossy and pink like the pearls in his hair and the gems decorating his body. Taeyang feels the pull, and he wonders if it's Jimin giving him sea legs, even though they're both sitting down. Something is terrifying about his beauty, something uncanny, like an android that looks a little too real, or the feeling you get when you realize a photograph is actually a painting. Still beautiful, but deceptive. There's something scary about Jimin that Taeyang can't fully understand before it slips through his fingers like sand. And Taeyang wants to kiss him. "I want to kiss you," he says, not knowing why he admits it out loud. He can't stop himself from leaning into Jimin when he pulls Taeyang against him. "My sweet Tae," Jimin murmurs into Taeyang's mouth. Jimin's tongue is slippery and tastes like salt water, but it's warm and deft as it flicks against Taeyang's lips and slithers along Taeyang's tongue. His hands tangle in Taeyang's hair, yanking his head to the side to deepen the kiss. It's fast and desperate, Taeyang moaning and gasping into Jimin, Jimin taking it with bites into Taeyang's lips and groans of his own. Taeyang has never been kissed like this, held so gently but ravaged. His lungs burn as he drowns in his wind. Taeyang groans when Jimin releases him, only to suck on his neck just above his jacket collar. Taeyang can do nothing but let Jimin pull his head back as he watches the stars come into view when he's laid flat on his back. Water soaks in his hair, making the strands turn black, and Taeyang's body shivers from the cold. Only his torso is relatively dry. "Jimin," Taeyang calls out, voice gravelly, nearly stuck in the back of his throat. I can't survive in the ocean," he thinks, and can't speak because Jimin suddenly straddles his thighs. "Stay with me, Taeyang," Jimin pleads, but it's spoken with an authority Taeyang can't imagine disobeying. "Your legs," Taeyang chokes, and he tries to push himself up on his elbows. Jimin's elegant tail is gone. He has legs now, pretty legs with a smattering of green scales at his hips along his calves. Jimin grips Taeyang's hips with his fingers that are greenish at the tips. His nails are sharpened into points and digging into his skin, even through the jacket. "If you will not stay with me, let me give my Tae a gift," Jimin whispers, his eyes sparkling like the ocean under the moonlight. Taeyang nods quickly and squirms beneath him. "Something to remember you until I can visit again?" Jimin licks his lips, eyes boring into Taeyang's, and Taeyang gets another glimpse of the sharp teeth. He rakes his nails down Jimin's body, from his hips to the top of his thighs. Taeyang hears the denim rip and fray, but Jimin's nails don't break his skin. "You'll never forget me, my Tae." Of course not, Taeyang pants with a heaving chest. He feels wild, like an animal being taunted. "Your gift," Jimin whispers as he leans forward, walking his green-tipped fingers up Taeyang's torso until they're hooked around his shoulders. "My gift," Taeyang says. Taeyang watches Jimin's eye change, shifting from gray to bright white as his pupils turn into pinpoints. "My heart is pierced by Cupid. I disdain all glittering gold," Jimin sings softly as he yanks Taeyang into a sitting position and straddles his lap. "There's nothing can console me but my jolly sailor bold." The song sounds familiar, but Taeyang doesn't know why. The memory sits on the tip of his tongue and dances to the haunting tune of Jimin's cadence just out of Taeyang's grasp. He finds that it doesn't matter, not the memory, nor anything else. His hair, it hangs in ringlets, his eyes as black as coal. "My happiness attend him wherever he may go." Taeyang's head lolls to one side. He no longer holds it up. He just lets Jimin's warm palm squeeze his cheeks to keep him upright. He goes where Jimin moves him, tips his head backwards when Jimin wants to stare into his eyes. "From Tower Hill to Blackwall, I'll wander, weep and moan, all for my jolly sailor until he sails home." Jimin's nails puncture Taeyang's jacket. He hooks his fingers through the material as he wraps his legs around Taeyang's waist. Before Taeyang has a chance to do anything but let out a startled gasp, Jimin falls backward into the water, taking Taeyang with him. There's no splash, I know. There's no splash when their bodies slip past the ocean surface. Only bubbles that pattern the otherwise still waters. The waves no longer lap against the Kim family's dock. The wind no longer speaks.
The end. That's the end. Oh,
I know.
Man.
Siren Jimin.
It is Siren Jimin. That is what I've been screaming in my head this entire time. Is yeah. Siren Jimin. We've talked so much about Siren Jimin. It suits him.
It does suit him.
Yeah.
They like the allure, but like the danger at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Taeyang is just helpless to it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I had
beautifully
never
written, though.
Ah, like, I love this.
The description of everything, you could so perfectly envision what was going on.
I agree. This author, Gimme That Auguste, did such a good job with it. Yeah. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm glad you liked it, too.
Yeah.
I want another V-man. I wanted something water, and I saw this, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. The thing about this fanfic file series, too, guys, is that we didn't even intend for this to be beach-themed. We just didn't have any kind of topic. We just chose to pick fics on our own and then realize that we were both inspired by, like, all of the beach content, and it just happened to be the theme. Yeah.
Yeah. It's what happened. I mean, I think I just love that that happens. Like, this is what BTS gives us and what we're able to do with it. So, we are excited to see what other maybe lives or posts or videos or whatever that we'll have to be able to talk about with you all next episode. But we hope that you enjoyed this installment of the Fanfic Files. We had a lot of fun finding these fics and sharing them with you. Make sure you guys go give some love to the fics themselves and the authors on AO3. We'll be sure to link them. And we appreciate you being here and listening. Of course, as always, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.